and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Police in Louisville, Kentucky are on the scene of a second mass shooting in less than a week. Authorities say they're looking for whoever shot into a crowd of hundreds at a park, killing two people and injuring four others. Deputy Police Chief Paul Humphrey.
I want to speak directly to whoever the shooter is. Turn yourself in. The best thing for you to do is to turn yourself in. We know that this will not end well. The best case scenario is for you to turn yourself in.
Police in Farmington, New Mexico say officers showed up to the wrong address while responding to a domestic violence call, then things got worse. Officers opened fire, killing the homeowner. Now they've released the body cam footage. Correspondent Michael George says the officers have been placed on administrative leave.
Farmington police say all three officers opened fire, killing 52-year-old Robert Dotson. His teenage daughter called 911, likely not realizing her dad was shot by officers themselves.
There were gunshots in the house, and my dad was shot.
Farmington's police chief says Dotson pointed a gun at an officer before they fired.
In Brunswick, Georgia, firefighters are getting the upper hand on an industrial plant fire, but officials say people are not out of danger yet. Cosby Johnson is the mayor there.
The wind continues to change, direction continues to change, and we want every part of our citizenry to be safe. Evacuations are recommended for all areas within a half a mile of the Panova site.
Leaked highly classified documents detail the war in Ukraine and also how the U.S. views some of its allies. But President Biden is downplaying the damage. CBS's Willie James Inman has more.
21-year-old Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira appeared before a federal judge Friday, but he did not enter a plea to the Espionage Act violations against him. The leak of classified documents apparently went undetected for months. The incident has put the Biden administration in damage control, restricting access to the nation's most guarded secrets.
Tuesday is tax deadline for most Americans, but there's help if you still need it.
The deadline for filing taxes is looming, but the IRS says they're ready to help. Here's Commissioner Danny Werfel.
Last year, taxpayers had a very difficult time getting through to the IRS. This year, virtually everyone who's calling is not only reaching the IRS, but our wait times are down to less than 4 minutes.
The IRS has added 5,000 customer service representatives to help taxpayers who reach out. Sarah Ewald Weiss, CBS News, Washington.
And the IRS has actually extended the tax deadline for some residents in certain states that were hit by severe weather. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 7 p.m. this evening and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy overnight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 45. Winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high of 48. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
John Michael Dargan will release his sixth album, A Little Bit Distracted, on April 15th at the Harmony Bar in Madison. In the Devil's Lair tonight is John Michael Dargan Trio, along with bandmates Bill Getchow on snare and vocals and Joe Lampy on bass. Sean, Joe, Bill, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Yeah.
Thanks for having us, Rocker.
Sean, you are releasing your sixth album, played in tons of bands from the Kissers to Madison Mystery Tour. For those who may not be familiar, tell us a little bit about Sean Michael Dargan. I mean, how did you get to this moment?
Sure. Well, I've been living in Madison for the longest I've lived anywhere in one place in this entire lifetime of mine. 21 years now. I moved here, 22 years now.
Oh, boy, they keep coming.
I know they do. They just keep passing like water.
And they go fast.
No kidding.
I've been here doing this thing in Madison since 2001, and it's been a beautiful, beautiful ride here. It's a great city. It's just big enough to make things happen, but small enough that you can really, you can make yourself a name if you work hard.
And you're coming from where?
I lived in Los Angeles before this. Mm.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
To have you here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
What was that culture shock like moving from LA to Madison?
It's let's just say that the weather's not as nice here, shall we?
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
No, he's absolutely right, Rocker.
Hey, I want to ask you about, you are the music advisor for the Wisconsin Union Directorate. What is that?
That's a great question. So I do a little bit of booking. I book elements of the terrace, the Union Terrace right there at Memorial Union, right on the beautiful lake. I book some shows there during the summer. But mostly my job is to advise a group, a committee of about 50 students during the school year when they do the booking of all the live music that comes to campus.
That's a great way to learn. It's for the kids.
Like, what do you have to advise on?
Well, it's everything. It's like, you know, how do you reach out to a band if you're interested in booking a band?
I see.
What's a contract like? How do you negotiate the fee for the artist? And what does it take to actually produce a show, you know, the actual sound reinforcement and loading him in, setting him up, running the show, loading
him
up.
That is hands-on.
Yeah, it really
That's
is.
Great.
It's great.
Yeah, you learn a lot doing that
if you're super fun.
A student. Wow.
They learn a ton, and the students do all of it, so that's my job is busy.
Yeah.
Wow. And you're a dad, too.
Oh, my God, I am.
Uh-oh.
Sorry to break the news.
Yeah, you should see the shock. We can describe the shock on his face.
What?
And tell us, you know, did your parents have a role in your musical upbringing?
As a matter of fact, they did, man. They were so supportive of me. You joked about the bagpipes, but I really have been playing the bagpipes since I was about 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
And my dad was the bass drummer in a bagpipe band when I was born in Panama in the Canal Zone.
A bagpipe band?
Yep, man. Lots of bagpipers, lots of drummers. And he was the drummer. And then when we lived in Philadelphia, that's when I first started really doing it. I was like the mascot for my dad's bagpipe band. I was 3.5 years old, and my mom made me a little kilt and a little tunic, and I had a little set of toy bagpipes, and I marched along with them, and I loved it. I soaked it up. They're so loud, so ostentatious. It was perfect for me.
That's awesome. Oh my God, that's a great story. And the bagpipes, are you going to bust the bagpipes out tonight?
Hey,
I'm not ruling it out.
Okay.
Not ruling it out.
So we have to, okay, I see.
Well, you started the process by not being good here, Jimmy.
Yeah,
let's do this. Someone call and ask Sean a question, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, and we'll be one step closer to bagpipes on the radio.
One step closer.
Jimmy. Well, let's get to some live music from the Sean Michael Dargan Trio in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Sean, the first song you have for us tonight, it's called Got No Questions. That means you got no answers.
Yeah, basically.
Tell us about this song before you play.
I will, man. This is a great story about this song. My best friend in the whole wide world, his name is Chris Bonner. I think he's listening right now. He lives in Washington, D.C. He better be listening. Come on, Chris. I need you to call in, man.
We'll quiz him after the show.
So Chris,
he'll play bagpipes.
Chris wrote the music to this song about 25, 26 years ago and put it on a cassette tape for me. And I've been listening to this song for 25 years. And finally, about a year and a half ago, I said, Chris, could I write some lyrics to this tune? Because he had never written lyrics for it. And he was like, sure, man, you know, figuring it would be something. It turned out really well. I was super psyched with it. I was proud of the lyric. The music has been one of my favorite pieces of music that I've been, I mean, I listen to this tune every week for 25 years on this cassette tape. That's how much I loved it. So the song's called Got No Questions.
Wow. This is the Shawn Michael Dargan Trio on Max Inc. Radio live in the Devil's Lair.
Dargan live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com, Roger.
Yeah, move to Madison.
Sean, last time you were in the Devil's Lair, you played solo, and tonight you brought a trio. Let's get to know your band, and let's give the drummer some. Bill, yeah. Bill, get your butt up here. Tell us a little bit background on yourself. Who is Bill Getcho?
Who is Bill Getcho? Bill Getcho is a guy who's been playing the drums since I wasn't quite as young as Sean when he started playing the bagpipes, but since I was about 10 years old, been doing music my whole life. Got to know this guy, Shawn Michael Dargan, about 10 years ago. 2012, I think, was the first time we played on stage together, and we've kind of been doing it together ever since. And yeah, it's just really fun, and I have a great time doing it.
You guys sound so good together. Sorry, Rocker, I had to say.
I was just saying,
voices. Oof.
What other bands have you played in locally?
So I play with Sean currently in a band called Madison Mystery Tour. We are an all Beatles tribute band, and I joined those guys about 4 years ago now. Coming up, that's been just a fantastic experience.
What's your favorite Beatles song?
Oh God, you put me on the spot.
What's the one?
That's like, what's your favorite?
Let me rephrase the question. Oh, I mean, when you're when you're playing live, yeah, the Beatles, yeah, what's the one song that puts a really big smile on your face?
You know, it was really, really fun to play, and this was a song I hadn't played with these guys before. The last big show we did a couple months ago at the Barrymore Theater, we played Tomorrow Never Knows from the Revolver album. That was just a blast. Hmm. Ringo is like the human drum loop on that song. Uh-huh, so nice. For me to get to do that was
did
really fun.
Did you see the Get Back documentary?
Yes, all 7+ hours. Yeah.
And wasn't it amazing the amazing abilities that Ringo had to just like sit there,
yeah,
and let them do argue and do everything. He had nerves of steel.
Ringo was the most zen Beatle, man. I mean, he was, and as soon as he was needed, he was just right there with the exact right part. I mean,
amazing. And on bass tonight is Joe Lampe.
Joe, come on up, Joe.
Hey, you know what we're going to ask you?
Yeah.
What's your backstory? How did you get here?
I've been playing since high school. I started in a high school band, and I was a flute player when I was a little kid because my mom's Irish and she wanted me to learn the flute.
Oh, my gosh.
So I joined a high school band, and, you know, after about 4 Jethro Tull songs, we needed something else to play, so I learned guitar. And I've been playing ever since.
And what have you played in any local bands?
I played in a band in Milwaukee called Happy Town in the early 90s, late 80s. Then I moved to Madison, met Bill, and we formed a cover band called Super Tuesday, which still plays.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
So we're like two of the founding members of that.
Oh, my God.
Super Tuesday's been around forever.
Now it's coming around full circle. Uh-huh.
And so then we both had kids. Both left, and now when we came back, we started playing with Sean.
Nice.
How about that for the circle?
Yeah,
that's cool. Wow. Can we get back to live music, though? Are you guys ready? Is that okay? All right. Sean, Michael, Dargan Trio, we are in the Devil's Lair. It's presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Okay, so Sean, this next song is called The Undertaker's Daughter?
It's true.
Okay. Is this a song about a date? Oh, I hate to even ask this, but does this date take a left turn?
No. This is a true story about a woman that I knew in college that I dated briefly, whose dad was a mortician.
Oh, wow. This is going to be good.
Interesting profession for sure. You're live in the Devil's Lair with Sean and Michael Dargan on Maxinc Radio.
The Undertaker's daughter bends her leg to snap her garter, goes down on one knee to write her poems on the moon. One who looks to find her is another slow reminder of the ones who loved her quickly till they left her all too soon. What you want. Clay beneath her fingernails, words that cut and linger stale, end up crushed and bloody, ground deep into the soil. She tried to fix her car today and drove that wounded beast away. Leaves two trails behind her, one of blood and one of oil. Life can be so dull when you get what you want.
baker's daughter does her jogging underwater. Tripped upon the ladder at the pool, skinned her knee.
Shawn Michael Dargan live in the Devil's Lair. So good. Sounds so awesome.
It really does.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you got a question for Sean, come on. We got to get the bagpipes.
Don't let us down. You know what I'm noticing listening to this, and I said this earlier when they were just kind of warming up and getting ready for, you know, the 9 o'clock hour. These songs stick in your ear.
Yeah, they're catchy.
And I don't know all the words yet, but I'm going to find the words, get this music, and I'm going to end up singing this in the car. You know, yeah. These songs are really, they stick.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow. I think that says a lot when a song, you know, gels with people.
That's certainly what we hope for.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah.
Terry, if I could just go off script, which is always a scary thing with
me. I know, I did that too. Yeah. Rocker's going to yell at both of us.
So, Sean, the hook, talk about like getting the hook. I mean, do you usually write the lyrics first?
Yeah.
Does the music come to you first? What's the bug that, or the earworm that you plant?
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's a great question. And I would say it varies from song to song. I will tell you this one little fun anecdote about the songs on this record. Not including the last song, there's a bonus track, track 13, that I wrote back in 1992. That was the very first single on my very first CD. And it's been reimagined so many times through the years that I thought it was time that we re-recorded it. And we did it with a horn section this time. So that was pretty fun.
Always good to have horns.
But if you ignore that song, the other 12 songs on this record, I wrote in 1 month's time, a year ago, February. I do this thing every February, and I have for the past 13 years, where I try to write 14 songs in 28 days.
Oh, my FOM, God.
It's called FOM, yeah, February Album FOM. Writing Month, and I've been doing it. I don't always succeed. You know, sometimes I end up with 14 songs, sometimes I end up with 6 or 7, but a year ago, February, I ended up with 24 songs.
Oh, my gosh.
And of them, 12 of the ones are the ones on this record, and so it was a very productive month.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Incredible.
And the answer to the question was I wrote every day like furiously trying to get that work done.
Oh, Jimmy K, thanks. That was a great question. I don't care what Rocker says.
he's a vocateur. What does he know?
Go ahead, Rocker.
All right. Well, you know, you were just talking about your album, new album. I'm a little bit distracted. 12 new original songs plus the remake. But it was recorded at Audio for the Arts with Audrey Martinovich. And tell us about working at Audio for the Arts and with Audrey.
Well, Audio the Arts is a great, great local treasure. We are so fortunate to have several incredible world-class recording studios here in our little city of Madison. Audio for the Arts is right there with the best of them. Buzz runs that shop. Audrey is amazing. Amazing. Audrey was such a joy to work with. She knows exactly how to get great rock sounds. She just walks in, puts the right mic on the right instrument, and turns it up, and just we go with it.
Breaking news, I'm sorry, but we play a lot of music that Audrey has made.
I'm not surprised.
She has a hand in a lot.
Yeah, uh-huh. she is an incredible person, an incredible engineer. And she's a voting member now for the Grammys. She's
on
the
board. Cool. Yeah,
I know, which is deservedly so. She has great ears. Mm. But she was a joy to work with.
And mixed by Jeff Covert at Wally Cleaver's recording in Virginia. Who is Jeff Covert?
So Jeff Covert's a dear, dear old friend of mine. He engineered and co-produced with me my second CD, my third album, but the second one that came out on CD. That was back in 1995 that we recorded it, and it came out in 1996. And he's just a tremendous player and a tremendous singer and a great songwriter in his own right. He actually co-wrote the first song on my second album it's called Believe It or Not, I'm Going With You, which has been a mainstay of my live set since 1996.
Oh my gosh.
Jeff's just a great guy, and he's got great rock ears, and I was looking for a little bit of that old spice from Virginia that we had from years gone past, and I ran into him when I was back in Virginia doing some shows and gave him a copy of The Ruffs, and he just loved it, and he begged me to mix it, and I said absolutely. So he did a killer job on it. Between Audrey and Jeff, it like was magic.
I love the stories that you're sharing about so many different people that you know and that you've been able to, you know, stay in contact with. That's not easy, and then to be able to work with them. But I think you need to tell us a little bit about your BFF.
Oh, sure.
Who is it?
My best friend in the whole wide world. His name is Chris Bonner.
Yeah.
He's helped me produce the last couple projects that I've done. He lives in D.C. as well, in Northern Virginia, actually, but just outside of Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And Chris and I were friends, best friends back in college. We had bands together all through college. And then after college, he continued to play with me. Then he moved up to New York City and worked at MTV and VH1 for many, many years.
Wow.
And was a writer for them. And he's a genius. I don't know how else to describe Chris Bonner. But he's a tremendous songwriter. He's the one who wrote the music on that cassette tape that I mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
So he wrote Got No Questions. two records ago, on a record I put out, three records ago now. Where does the time go? Back in 2005, I put out an album that I'm really proud of that turned out really well, but it doesn't seem like it was that many years ago, and yet it was. That record's called The Big Picture, and I recorded a song on that record called Before the War, that's still it's a long time live staple for me. Mm-hmm. And Chris Bonner wrote the music and the words to that, and that was my first cover song that I ever recorded. I guess it's a cover because Chris wrote it, but mm-hmm. Chris had recorded it on a cassette record that he put out in Virginia back years and years ago, but he didn't have a live band at the time, and I asked him if we could record it, and he said, sure.
Nice.
Well, let me tell you something. As a drummer, every song is a cover. So is this record going to come out as a record on vinyl?
Yeah, he's mentioning record.
Yeah, so nice. It's coming out on next Saturday, a week from tonight. It comes out on all the streaming channels, you know, Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes Music, all the Orchard, all the myriad online streaming services you can think of. And it comes out in CD form that night. But I am actually I'm starting a Kickstarter very soon after that, and I'm going to press it on vinyl as well.
Oh, that's great.
And I made a mock-up of it, so I'll show you the vinyl.
We will take some photos and share it on Facebook.
It's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. It turned out really well.
Nice.
Well, let's get back to live music with Shawn Michael Dargan Trio in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Two Worlds. Is this song about collision?
Of sorts, yes. This was a play on, you know, you always talk about how in a beautiful love song, two worlds become one. Well, in this song, two worlds become none.
Oh.
Ooh, the dark side.
I won't sit to watch you standing. I can't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day our two worlds become none. One last push before I pull it. One more time you dodge the bullet. I can't bear to see the way our two worlds become none. First you say it's getting better, then you say it's for the best. Now I can't seem to find a way to make you understand the rest. Make you understand. Standing, I can't reach to catch. chance you're landing. I'm not waiting for the day our two worlds become none. Now I can't bear to see the way our two worlds become none. Oh, I can't guarantee I'll stay till two worlds become none.
Michael Dargan live in the Devil's Lair. See, that's small. That was exactly what I was talking about. The hooky makes you smile song. That's awesome.
Even though the world is becoming none. Well, the two worlds together. Done. Sorry, Jimmy.
I know. I was trying to be happy.
I know, and I'm happy because now that one's stuck in my head.
I'm making some lemonade out of lemons.
Oh,
there.
Oh my gosh. That was great.
Hey, we're gonna take a quick break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you wanna call and ask a question, we'll be happy to get you on the air. You're listening to the Maxine Critio on Civic Media.
CBS News Brief. For the second time in less than a week, police in Louisville, Kentucky are investigating a deadly mass shooting. Deputy Chief Paul Humphrey.
We have no witnesses to this incident. We do know that hundreds of people were in the park at the time of the shooting.
He says two people are dead, four are injured. Three New Mexico police officers are on paid leave after a fatal shooting while responding to a wrong address. CBS's Michael George.
Someone on the call clearly states the address.
5308 Valley View.
But Farmington officers go to 5305 Valley View instead.
And police say the homeowner pointed a gun at officers. People are being told to stay inside in Brunswick, Georgia because of a plant fire. Assistant Fire Chief Lawrence Cargile.
The flames are contained and are under control due to the foam operations. And we're going to continue those operations until the scene is completely controlled.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Move to Madison.com. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Rocker? Or no, Terry. Hi, Terry.
Oh, it's okay. We're both in here. But Sean, yeah, this new album, and we are so lucky to get to hear some of the music from it. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
A little bit distracted. That's the album title. That's
always.
Not me right now. I'm very into this right now. It's being released April 15th, as we've talked about, at the Harmony Bar in Madison. Wonderful venue. Can you tell us just a little bit about the show and who's going to be playing with you? And get it on the calendar, everyone.
Yeah, for sure. It's a week from tonight. We'll be playing. It'll be, you know, my trio, the fabulous Bill Getchow and Joe Lampe, along with me. And we will be the headliner. A dear friend of mine, Wendy Schneider.
Oh, yeah.
Who plays under the moniker Wendy Bugatti sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So she's doing her Wendy Bugatti set to open for us. So she's playing solo. And she is an incredible songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
Great guitar player. Fabulous.
She's just a great artist.
She's just a rock star. Yeah, she is. She makes great films, too, while she's at it. Yeah. So Wendy's going to open for us, and then we'll be the headliner, and that is the night.
Speaking of films and Wendy, the Smart Studio documentary.
Absolutely.
Top notch right there.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Are you going to be having one of the world famous walnut burgers before the show?
I absolutely will. I eat it whenever I possibly can. I'm a longtime vegetarian, so I love the Harmony's walnut burgers.
Those are the best. Wow.
Now, Sean,
you threatened
to pull out your bagpipes. Are you ready to make good on that threat? I mean, Jimmy's been a bad boy.
He has been pretty bad. I really do play the bagpipes. I've been playing them since I was four, as I mentioned, and I wasn't kidding. And if you promise, Jimmy, if you can promise to straighten up and fly right, I'll play them for you. In that case, I will play. I'll play them twice as long.
Oh, no.
Stand back.
Bagpipes on Max Inc. Radio.
I love the bagpipes.
Right on, man. There's more where that came from if you're not careful.
Okay. Oh!
That's pretty threatening there, Sean.
It is. Wow. Somebody I think it was one of the guys from your trio here saying, well, at least there's no kilt tonight. But that could have made for some fun photos and video, I was thinking.
I have been known to play rock and roll in a kilt. It is true.
For some reason, I believe that.
No playing gigs on stairs.
Right. It depends on how brave you are, right?
Or curious.
Oh, right. Jeepers.
Let's get back to live music with Sean Michael Dargan, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Eternally Wanting More. Is this a song about capitalism or the Undertaker's daughter?
This song. It's a love song. It's a true love song. It's that feeling you have when you love somebody and want to be with them, and you just can't get enough.
Let's hear it right now. Sean Michael Dargan, live at the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Getting up is the hardest part. Once it's finally going down, lay so still I can feel your heart, though it barely makes a sound. A little bit distracted, I'm just a little bit distracted. Loving you is eternally wanting more. Of course, 2 hours late for work, just to waste another day. Goddess that you must be, could you wish this all away? A little bit distracted, I'm just a little bit distracted. Loving you is eternally wanting more. A little bit distracted, I'm just a little bit distracted. Loving you is eternally wanting more. Of course, getting up is the hardest part. Once it's finally going down,
Sean Michael Dargan live in the Devil's Lair. What do you say? Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
That was Rocker there, talking.
There was a squirrel
to...
happened.
Yeah, that's squirrel. A good way to describe it.
Hey, squirrel.
You're so funny, Jimmy K.
Whoop. We're back on track now. But I just want to mention that Maxine Kevy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Wizard Hammer comes on and joins us on air for a live chat. So we're looking for that. It's not live. I'm just kidding. I'm so dramatic sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
Terry, save me.
Okay, let's talk about this. May 10th, you're going to play at Stand Up and Sing for Kids.
Yeah.
This is a gala benefiting Canopy Center, a child abuse treatment and prevention agency in Madison. I've been lucky. I've done some stories with them in the past. Amazing organization.
They do great work. Yeah.
Tell us about the event, your role, and what inspired you to participate for those who don't know what this is all about.
I want to say this is the seventh year that I've played for this event. It's just great. I mean, they do incredibly important work, and they do it really well. They're super nice people, and they put on this really fun gala every year. And my buddy Jonathan Sutton from over at Triple M is their MC, and they've asked my band, like, we played for them once. We kind of lucked into the gig because VO5 couldn't do it, I think. they had done it for him before.
And they haven't earned it back, have they?
They really liked what I did, I guess.
Wow. So, yeah. I'm going to make that a VOF5 promo right there.
Oh! You know, I just for the record, I'm a sub for VOF5 on bass and guitar. Mm-hmm. So I play with them. I love those people as well.
We do too.
I just lucked into that gig. Yeah.
But thanks for doing that, because it's always so fascinating to be able to talk about how involved so many musicians are in the community. You give so much back, and it just really means a lot, especially when it's something like this that is helping kids who are in tough situations. So thanks.
I couldn't agree more.
I'll share the link to this great event so people can check it out and hopefully attend.
There's a killer auction going on because this is a fundraiser. Ooh, so they've been going around picking up all kinds of stuff from all kinds of local businesses.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And they'll be auctioning all that stuff off. They really have some cool prizes. So
do you know offhand some of the top auction items, Sean?
It's been so many things. I mean, it's been tickets to Badger games, tickets to Packers games, tickets to Brewers games. I love baseball, so to me that always got my attention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, it's going to be good. Again, it's May 10th, and it is for Stand Up and Sing for Kids. It's a gala benefiting the Canopy Center. It's a child abuse treatment and prevention agency in Madison. It doesn't say, but where is that happening?
It's actually happening at just outside on the lawn at their building.
It's like right on International Lane, sort of.
Exactly.
International in Darwin.
Yep.
So it's right on the way to the airport, sort of.
Very.
And they have a nice courtyard
there. It's gorgeous. It really is. They put up a big tent, and the food is incredible, and just really nice people there doing the thing.
That is great.
It sounds like a party. Well, let's get back to live music with Sean Michael Dargan Trio in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you're going to play for us tonight, it's called That's All the Loving I Need. Oh. Is this song safe for work?
As far as you know.
Jimmy, stand by the dump button.
I'm calling HR right now.
Oh, no.
It's another love song. I'm a softie when it comes right down to it. This is a tune. I wrote this song during that February, that very busy February. I wrote this one for my lovely wife. It's just another chapter in the story of what brought me here to Wisconsin from Southern California.
Aww. Aww, you're a good guy. I like that. Sean Michael Dargan live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
All the loving I need, stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Feel it, shout it, don't you ever doubt it. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Loving I need. Midwest charming, that's all the loving I need. Memories hazy, a giant bunch of Gerbera daisies. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Chocolate Easter Bunny, when I'm ready, you're right there. If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Backyard wedding, Wisconsin winter flannel bedding. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need.
Yeah, Sean Michael Dargan live in the Devil's Lair.
Beautiful.
Sounds so good. Thank you so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate it. Max Inc. Radio brought to you by Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. MoveToMadison.com. And Sean, do you know the band Harmonious Whale here in Madison?
I know them well.
Yeah. So they're doing this tour. They're going to Ireland and Scotland this summer. And you can go with them. You can get on the bus and go on vacation with Harmonious Whale.
There's totally planning on it.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing. You're going to be stopping at, you know, distilleries and wineries and castles and stuff. And all the whole time, they're going to, like, bust out jamming on the bus or maybe at the castle or.
Yeah.
They are smart, is what they are.
It's pretty cool. So if you want to go on vacation with a Harmonious Whale, go to Scotland and Ireland. It's going to be a great trip. Go to their website, harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, WAIL.com.
Excellent.
Okay. Sign me up.
I know. I kind of want to go. But first, I really need to know, now that I've fallen in love with your music tonight. Aww. Oh, this is so good. This new album. Where can we get it? Remind everybody.
Sure. You can get it at any of Madison's local independent record stores.
Oh, that's awesome.
The three that come to mind, of course, are B-Side, mm-hmm. Mad City Music, and Strictly Discs. Three of my favorite places run by three of my favorite people.
Oh, yes.
And I will have the record with me wherever I am as well, including next Saturday night at the Harmony Bar and Grill.
On your way to the Harmony, you stop by... Stop by the Wisco and have a beer with us.
Yeah, right on. That's your show, right?
Yeah, we're doing live radio from 6 to, we'll be there at 6, so plenty of time for you.
Sweet.
Jimmy, how much time we got left?
10 minutes, dude.
Oh, so we got 10 minutes.
We have time for another?
And we might hopefully ask you for an extra song.
Yeah.
But right now, we're going to get back to our scheduled programming with Sean Michael Dargan live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This song, it's called Permanent Impermanence. Is this a Rush cover?
I wish it was, man. you know, Rush is my favorite band, right?
No, I did not know that.
They truly are. Yes, they've been with me the longest.
Because of the drumming, maybe, or
I'm not a great drummer, but I really appreciate what Neil Peart did.
Sure,
but no, Alex Lifeson was a huge influence. I don't play anything like him, but he moved me in a way that is hard to describe. Yeah, he and Johnny Marr from the Smiths are really the two reasons that I played guitar so early in my life. Mm. Yeah. And James Honeyman Scott from The Pretenders. I can't leave him out as well.
Oh, nice, yes.
But, I'm a huge Rush fan. And my son is as well, which is kind of fun. And he's 12. Nice. He's 12. I think he's listening to the radio right now. So he'd be like, you're going to play some Rush?
What's his name?
His name is Liam.
Hey, Liam. Glad to hear you're a Rush fan.
Yeah, right on.
What's Liam's favorite Rush song?
Oh, man, that's tough. He really loves Clockwork Angels, which is their last record that they put out before the band kind of went on hiatus, and eventually Neil passed away a couple years after that. That was a record that was really unknown to me, so he introduced that record to me. Mm. How cool is that?
Yeah, I mean, all the classic stuff, but not as much of the new Rush.
For me, I mean, my favorite record is probably Permanent Waves.
Mm. Yes, I have
love
to agree.
That album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, me too. Yeah.
And then this song, Permanent Impermanence, has nothing to do with that. But man, I wish that it did.
Well, what is this song about?
This song is about like being in the moment, because the moment is fleeting and we're all going to be gone before you know it. So you gotta really live this life to its fullest every moment.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Let's do it right now then. It's live music on the radio with Sean Michael Dargan Trio, live in the Devil's Lair, Max Inc. Radio.
The things we love will disappear. Nothing lasts forever. Nature's finest engineer. Consequence, the ending will commence. The permanent impermanence. We're only here for a little while. It's all so temporary. So trade that tear for a little smile. Permanent impermanence.
Max Inc. Radio, Sean Michael Dargan, live in the Devil's Lair.
I don't want them to stop.
No, neither do I. And you know what? We got 5 minutes left
before
the hard break.
Yay!
And why can't we go over time?
Sorry, you guys. Oh.
They're all looking at each other like, we need another song.
He's
got to look at his own record.
Oh my gosh.
Sean, can you tell us about the CD release show one more time for next week?
Yeah.
Sure. It's a week from tonight. Mm-hmm. It starts at 9 p.m. with my friend Wendy Bugatti playing a solo set of her incredible songs, and followed by this band you're listening to right here. Bill Getchow on drums and vocals, Joe Lampe on bass and vocals, and myself playing guitars. And it's going to be a big, loud, delicious mess.
I love delicious messes.
Me too.
And a little bit distracted. That's the CD that I have in my hand right here.
Indeed.
It's the CD cover matches the music.
Oh, thank you.
It's perfect, actually.
Yeah. Nice. I loved your song, A Little Bit Distracted, with all those Wisconsin references.
Oh, thank you.
And you know when you did the Midwest Charming?
Oh, thank
you. I'm like, there it is. Yeah. So is your wife originally from Wisconsin?
She's actually from Canada.
Oh!
But she
went to
school here at the University of Wisconsin, and she's lived here quite a while. She lived here a lot longer than I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you totally get all the references.
Oh,
which
well.
Is, that's a fun song.
She
to
trained
to.
Me well.
We'll give her our best.
Does the family come out to your shows?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
A lot? Or have fun.
Yeah, no. I think they're all coming to the release party,
good.
I'm psyched about that.
Yeah,
we're all gonna have walnut burgers, man.
Nice.
Any inside information on what's coming up at the Union this year?
You were talking about Newski. He's coming.
Wow.
On the Saturday, the 1st of July, that July 4th weekend,
nice.
He'll be coming with his band. He's incredible. There's a band from Scotland called Scarivore that plays rock music. They're like really from Scotland, and they play bagpipes, and it's integrated into their music. It's really fantastic. And actually, I'm going to open for them as a piper before they play their sets.
Wow. All right.
That'll be
that
fun.
That is amazing.
You know, the live music on the Memorial Terrace, for those of you who've been to Madison, you know.
Oh.
But those of you who might have never been to Madison.
Yeah. It's worth the trip.
A Friday or Saturday night on the terrace with the sun setting.
It's pretty magical.
The lake, the sailboats.
We do 5 shows a week now. We do Wednesday night open mic, Thursday night bluegrass or country.
Nice.
Friday afternoon, we do a jazz singer-songwriter type series. And then Friday night, there's a headliner band. And Saturday night, there's a headliner
band. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Lots of music.
That
every
is
week.
Incredible.
And you can pull up on a boat.
Yeah.
And hang out.
People
watch
do.
Music in the boat.
Yeah. You can.
That's where you go pull up to shore. Top off, get a beer, head back to the boat.
It happens every night.
Every single night.
Oh, yeah. You know, Joe just reminded me that the three of us, plus our friend and brother David Cradler, who play under the moniker the Mersey Brothers, featuring Sean Michael Dargan, and we do nothing but nonstop college rock hits from the 80s. We play REM, The Smiths, The Cure, Psychedelic Furs, the Plimsolls. We do all that cool stuff.
Do you do the Violent Femmes?
We do the Violent Femmes.
I could hear the drumming.
Yeah.
I could hear that. Yep.
Basically, if it was an alternative college radio hit from say 1978 or so until 1991 or so, we play it. So
that's fun.
We'll be there on the Friday of graduation weekend, which is the 12th of May.
It's
going to be a big night. Do you really have time for one more song?
No,
Jimmy.
I tell you what, go ahead and play.
Okay,
take us out. We're off to break here in about a minute. So thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for playing, Sean.
So good.
Max Inc. Heavy is coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having us, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
Thank
you. You're the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Thank
you're
you.
You're the best. Aww. You're the best.
Oh, he's pointing at me, just so you know.
You're the famous one.
Whatever.
The last 30 seconds is here, Sean.
Okay. Woo!
The mountain between us must fall. Painted lines across and show you how I plan it all. I'll doubt and inhibition, removed by demolition, leaving us together standing tall.
The Rick Smith Show. where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home